Blog Talk Radio.
Wolverines Freedom Radio, broadcasting all around the world,
bringing real news, politics, and even conspiracy theories.
Unlike the other guys, we won't silence you.
Join us on the latest updates with William Bernard, Virgil Sprages, Russell Hodd, right now.
Younger audience discretion advised.
There's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book said, so I know it's the truth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. Better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't wanna have to fight you, but I darn sure will. If you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put an end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
We've had some rain today up here, but it's been good. Hey, Russell, Virgil, how you doing, guys?
Oh, we hanging in here down here in South Texas, man. We're supposed to get that. We're supposed to get some pretty rough weather tomorrow. But it's been a pretty good week overall. I can't complain. How you hanging in there, brother?
Oh, I'm doing all right, I guess, considering, you know, company I signed on with, it ain't working out good. I'm looking for something else.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, it's getting really hard to find a good company to work for these days, man. I kind of got lucky with this one, or so it seems. Now, I've only been there for a year and a half or so. We'll see how it works out. I tell you what, man, that New York PA there that was going to back Trump, he kind of shut it down when it got out that he withheld confirmatory evidence, depending on the source you listen to, 500 to 800 pages. And then it helped any when it came out that George Soros himself donated $1 million to his campaign there. I tell you what, if there was any real justice left in America, that motherfucker will be disbarred here soon. I love
right.
it. Now, of course, they're going back to the top secret document on Donald Trump. And, you know, that's another rabbit hole that ain't going nowhere, because unlike Joe Biden, whose document ended up there in his possession while he was in the Senate and the vice president there, that is a straight-up crime, because only a president has the authority to declassify whatever he wants to declassify. It's just American people who ever he wants to share it at. Our president is rising in the polls, and Florida boy there, the one that I said just don't sit right with me, Mr. DeSantis there, I think that's how you say his name, his poll numbers are crashing faster than a junkie who just did a shot of heroin.
Yep. Well, I told you all for a couple of months that DeSantis is the Trojan horse, and everybody has been arguing with me, even the priesthood. And now they're saying, well, you were right. I go, well, duh. I mean, the warning signs are right there, you know, and everything. And when George Soros went in and sponsored him or gave him his, you know, okay and everything, that really did it. And then you have all these rhinos supporting him and everything. Well, you know, that kind of tells you right there.
You know, of course, we have and others like us have been putting this out there forever, you know, and it's finally starting to stick, I think, with some people. They're going, wait a minute, we had Joe Biden on video admitting, confessing to quid pro quo in Ukraine when his son was under investigation, and he was going to withhold $1 billion in aid until that attorney general or federal, whatever the equivalent is there in Ukraine, didn't quit investigating his son. We have Biden with cocaine, with a hoe over quality. We got a video of Hunter Biden with looks like 10, 11, 12-year-old Chinese girls dressed in lingerie. You know, and now we have bank records that prove China sent $3 million to the Biden family, different members and stuff, and I didn't expect anything. May I finish? I didn't expect anything from DOJ. I didn't expect anything from the FBI. And it goes just to prove our point that Republicans are tits on a boar hog and part of the unity party, because I haven't heard anything from any of those guys wanting charges pressed against too. I mean, you know, and I think America, enough of us have been putting this out there and beating them over the head with it for years now, and I think American people may be starting to wake up a little bit, because I saw a story earlier today where Biden's approval rate is down to like 38% or something, which is hard to believe. I think they're probably lower than that, but I don't know. What do you guys think?
What do you think, Virgil?
Well, as far as the Hunter Biden deal, you left out something that is really, really pointing the hypocrite finger towards all of them. Lying on a federal form to obtain a firearm and then tossing that firearm into a dumpster so he wouldn't get caught with it. They come down on these string purchases. You know, I buy a firearm, give it to you, you give it to William, William gives it to Ann, and so on and so on and so down. You know, and you know, they'd want to charge me with lying on the federal firearm form. You know, it clearly asks, have you ever been addicted to narcotic substances on these forms? And he said no, and he was dishonorably discharged from the Navy for cocaine.
Yep.
You know, that is a federal offense. That is a federal offense. But he's untouchable. Why? Because he's Joe Biden's son. Why? Because Joe Biden is one of the elitists. He's one of the globalists. You know, 2016, they put their eggs all in one basket, the media. Okay, they broke out this. They brought creepy porn lawyer. They brought Stormy Daniels, which this trashy thing is back in the news. And everybody, I apologize. You know, that is not the best Louisiana can produce. You know, she may look good on television, but she's a scumbag. Okay.
The only reason
she is not vice president is because, believe it or not, even though she's a porn star, Kamala Harris can suck a dick better, like she lost her car keys in it. Okay. So, you know.
Right.
So that's why. But this here, it's all circling the drain. And the only thing now, they all of this is failing. Like Russell said, this is all failing. This indictment bullshit, this bullshit, that bullshit, the Stormy Daniels bullshit, they're trying again. They can't try the COVID-19 shit again. People aren't going to fall for it. The only thing that they have left to do is to initiate total chaos in this country to where everybody is going to want him to declare martial law. And that's where you're going to have the war start. We're headed for a war in this country, ladies and gentlemen. I don't care. To deny it is suicide. We are headed for a war in this country. Believe it or not. This son of a bitch is going to start a war. This son of a bitch is going to start a war, and it's not going to be a war. He's going to try to make it against Caucasian people and people of color, but it's going to backfire on him. It's going to backfire on him. Already, the monsters they have created, the socialist monsters they have created, are going to turn on them, and they're going to cannibalize them. Okay, they're going to do it.
Well, it wasn't even 3 or 4 weeks ago. I said this and posted some stuff about this, and people just had a fit. I'm full of shit. I don't know what I'm talking about. One thing or another like that. And what has exactly happened? China went over there, buddied up with Saudi Arabia. The key to that is he stole the petrodollars. And I said, well, you know, and Russia and China come to an arms agreement. They just signed a pact. All right? People have woken up to what is actually going on in Ukraine. I mean, the only way I could really know how to put this You know, I mean, before I finish, you know, we've had banks fail here. We had Credit Suisse fail, which is a major, major bank where a lot of these elitists kept their, shall we say, illicit funds. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, our military's been depleted. They've been sending everything over there to Ukraine. Our military has absolutely been decimated. Of course, you know, y'all speak to Carmelita as often as I do, and she's got the inside scoop on it. And our military is absolutely decimated, filled with morons that can't shoot or do much of anything else. Ladies and gentlemen, right now at this point, we as Americans are bent over, our britches are fucking pulled down. And I tell you what, if people don't wake up and if we don't fucking clean house now, we're going to get a fucking that's going to go down in history, and they're going to talk about it for the next 10,000 years. And I don't think I'm wrong on that.
Right. And here's the thing, guys. We said this over and over for the last couple years. And these guys are desperate. Because they're losing control and everything. Like I said, everybody's starting to wake up. But when they're just desperate, like Marcus said, the last thing they're going to do is bring war. And tell.
The thing is, Russell, you hit the nail on the head about the military. Okay, it's just like this job I have now. Okay, which I'm quickly starting to hate. They rely too much on this fancy ass fucking technology. Technology for this, technology for that. I guarantee you, Russell, if we go to Paris Island right now, you and I guarantee you we couldn't find 10 Marines that can use a compass.
You know, and just to backtrack one second, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Virgil called this months ago, maybe even a year ago. I know it's been a little while. Virgil said, people are not going to start paying attention till things start getting taken away from them. Okay, well, they physically start to take it away from things, but their money's being drained, their savings are being drained with the cost of everything. And as Virgil said, people are finally starting to wake up and go, whoa, wait a fucking minute. And Virgil was the first one to call that, and I give him 100% credit on that.
Well, it's all about know your people and know your enemy. I was taught a long time ago, and I know a lot of people don't understand when I say this, okay? You need to learn from your enemies. You need to not only learn how you defeated your enemies, but you need to learn what your enemy did to defeat you and exploit that. There's an old saying amongst my generation that are retired military, and it was taught to me by my gunnery sergeant. Charlie ain't the only motherfucker that can dig a tunnel, okay? And if you don't understand that, look it up. I'm not going to tell you. I want you to look it up. Charlie is not the only one that can dig a fucking tunnel. You better start digging your own tunnels. You better understand the metaphor.
Yep.
Learn from your enemies. Your enemies don't fight by the...
Nope.
We lost them. You know, as Virgil was saying, you know, these people were fighting. Some of them have been fighting for decades now. You know, me, you, Virgil, and, you know, and a host of others. We watch these people are ruthless. They will steal. They will cheat. They will lie. And, you know, it's been our job to call them out on it. We've done it year after year after year. And we have been correct the vast, vast majority of the time on what we've called. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you now, the Republican Party with McCarthy and McConnell aren't going to do a fucking thing for the American people. Now, we've got election coming up, and people say, well, Trump ain't never got a chance of getting elected yet. I think his chances of getting reelected have improved drastically over the last year. And I tell you what, you may like him, you may not like him. There's some things about the man that I'm not exactly fond of, okay? But when it comes to a man who cares about this country and wants to see it great again and the American people thrive, that is Donald Trump. And the key to knowing that is the hate and the way these people are going after him, because they know if we do put him back in the presidential office, that they're going to be swinging some fucking ropes, just like Hillary said the first time he got elected. Trump now knows this swamp like he never knew it when he first stepped in the office. He knows how deep it is. He knows how the people play the game. And I'm telling you what, if we can get this man reelected, it's going to be like turning a fucking bull loose in a china shop.
You see, his first term, you see, Ann came down on me for this. Okay. All right. Never underestimate your opponent. When you underestimate your opponents, you have lost 50% of the battle. His first time in office, he underestimated. He didn't clean house. He didn't clean house. Well, he didn't clean out the seventh floor of the FBI. He didn't fire every son of a bitch from the son of a bitch that does the mop jobs in the warehouse on up that Obama hired. He should have got rid of all of them and every one of them. You know, when you clean house, Russell, when you go and you find roaches in your house, all right, do you try to kill all of them, or do you pick them out and say, that's a good roach, that's a bad roach, that's a good roach, that's a bad roach? You get rid of all of them.
I agree 100% with what you're saying, but at this point, and I think history shows us that I don't think he so much underestimated his enemies. I think, unlike, you know, those of us who've been watching this shit for decades now, I don't think he fully understood the depth of corruption and the depth that he was walking into. You know, he thought there were some people that he could trust. And of course, one of them was his chief of staff, and him.
You're breaking up, Russell. You're cutting out real bad.
I'm sorry. Mike Pence, you know, his chief of staff, and these are people that he thought were straight up good people that could be trusted. He took advice from them, and it ended up him getting fucked pretty hard, man. But I think this time, he knows, and I think he's going to do exactly what Virgil just said. If we can get him back in office, when he takes that broom out of the presidential fucking closet, it's going to be fun to watch. Virgil?
And they know that.
Broom.
That's why they're after him.
Fuck a broom. Reinstate the fucking flamethrower. bring back the flamethrowers. Fuck cleaning it up. Burn it to ashes and flush it down the fucking toilet. That's what he needs to do.
We'll have to change his nickname from Orange Man to Zippo Man.
Let me tell you this, just not to get off track, but I've been looking into this. This sniper, all right, this U.S. Special Forces Delta sniper that was in Afghanistan during the Kabul chaos, okay, the reason he did not key on this idiot, this fanatic with a cause, carrying a suicide bomb or a suicide vest, he recognized him from a terrorist watch list. Okay? He recognized his face. Recognized his face. But could not get permission to engage and neutralize the threat before he got into that crowd and set off that bomb. That is something that needs to be drastically changed in the military. Drastically changed in the military. You make a mistake. When in doubt, kill. When in doubt, kill that son of a bitch.
Right.
You know, Jesus, the grand jury, you know, later on.
You know, and Virgil, when you and I served, if you were in a situation like that, and you were given a green light, it wasn't per target. When they said, all right, you got a green light, take out the tangos, man. You were free will. It was your choice. If you saw or what you perceived was a threat, you didn't have to call and ask permission. You took the fucking shot. Am I wrong?
You know, yes and no, Russell, because I was put in a position, okay, when we went to Beirut, when we first got to Beirut, we were not allowed to have a magazine of ammunition inserted into the feed well until we got fired on. Okay? Until we got fired on.
Wow.
And that stayed that way. That stayed that way for over a month. Over a month. That is why that son of a bitch was able to take over 10,000 pounds of explosives in a Mercedes dump truck and crash through the gate at the barracks and kill over 240 military personnel, most of them Marines, okay? Because the sentry guard was not allowed to have his magazine in his weapon. He was trying to dig for his magazine out of those fucked up, you remember those fucked up ass canvas mag carriers they gave us, Russell? Remember those fucked up ass things?
Yes, I do.
They would get wet and dry up and everything else from sweat and everything else, and they'd shrink up, and you damn near had to squeeze the piss out the bottom of them to get the goddamn magazine out.
Yeah.
You know? And it's true. It is true. And he was trying to get the magazine in. The truck was charging at him. He got off a couple of shots, but it was no good. And, you know, this is what I'm saying about an idiot with a cause. Here you have a 15-year-old, not Palestinian, not Lebanese. This kid was Iranian, a 15-year-old Iranian kid that let other fanatics handcuff and chain him to the steering wheel of this truck the way he couldn't jump out, the way he had to do it.
Yep.
And crashed into that barracks and blew that son of a bitch up. I was on the helicopter carrier Jima when the alarm went off. And when we came out on deck, when I came up from below decks and still out, and it takes you a while to get up them flights of stairs and everything, go through them bulkhead doors and everything else. And the mushroom cloud was still there. I mean, it looked like a nuclear bomb went off. This thing was loaded with over 10,000 pounds of plastic explosives and artillery shells.
Mm-hmm.
And
you know,
it just...
you know, it was a little different for us. You know, those of you with Colonel Ollie down there in South and Central America. I mean, you know, we had our mission, and it was search out and destroy those labs, and anything that got us, mission was fair game. So, you know, that's a little different. I thank God that I wasn't put in a situation, because I've never in my entire put-togethers as a reconnaissance Marine understood that kind of freaking rules of engagement. You have
the reason for it, Russell,
that there was their responsibility to make sure those barracks were secure, and you had those guys standing around with empty magazines. I mean, what kind of ludicrousy is that? You know,
well, because we got wrangled into something that we shouldn't have got wrangled in the first place, because an all-Democrat Congress put pressure on the president, which was Ronald Reagan then, to go ahead and let us be under UN command, UN status 6. That's what we were told, UN status 6. We were going in as peacekeepers. We were going in as peacekeepers. We were going to hold the Israelis back at bay while the PLO pulled out of Lebanon and went to Libya, which was just a total fucking fiasco. I mean, it was, oh my God, it was just total chaos. I mean, you know, one minute you couldn't put a magazine in. The next minute you couldn't fire until you got fired upon. Then you had to identify your target. Then you had to get permission to fire. Then this and that and the other. Oh no, you can't have M60s. You can't have M60 machine guns in the towers around the airport. Oh no, you can only have your shoulder firearm and your sidearm. Okay, no claymores. No claymores on the outer perimeter, nothing. All you had was your rifle and your sidearm and maybe something to eat and a Prick 77 radio. And all you could do was just, unless you got shot at, if someone coming into your perimeter, all you could do was use harsh language at them. You couldn't shoot them unless they shot at you. Mortar fire coming in left and right all fucking night long. But we didn't have mortars to fire back. You know, I mean, it was just total fucking pandemonium, Russell. It was just total fucking pandemonium. And that's why I hate the fucking UN. I just wish the UN building would just come crashing down and get them.
Yeah. Right?
Because that's one of the main problems we have in the United States. We need to get America out of the UN and get the UN the fuck out of America. Tell them go over to Geneva and settle that shit over there. They're nothing but a bunch of bums, beggars, thieves, and pedophiles.
Yeah, you
we
hit
don't
the nail on the head there, brother.
We defeated Nazi Germany and the Empire of Japan virtually single-handedly, because we supplied all the Allies with armaments. We supplied everyone. So basically, we defended our country single-handedly. Okay? We defended it. And we did it very well before the UN. We never lost a war before we got involved with the UN. What have we won? What have we won? Huh? Korea? Korea? We had a general push. We had a general push to communists all the way back into China. But no, the UN got involved. What did they do? Started back to square one, the 38 parallel. Vietnam, 11 years. 11 years. Why? Because the UN said we couldn't bomb this. The UN said we couldn't bomb that. The Russian supply ships, we couldn't destroy them in the Hong Kong Harbor and anything. Okay? Then comes Beirut. That fucking fiasco I was involved in. Then comes Desert Storm. Then comes the Iraqi Freedom. Then comes the Afghan War. All UN. Well, yeah, instead of fighting and killing the enemy, when they kill us, what we do? We demand a letter of apology from them. Then fuck it. What in the fuck has happened to this fucking country? What in the fuck has happened to the America I grew up in?
Something you said a while back, Virgil. All the people from the insane asylum escaped and they're running the country right now.
I would rather have the people from the insane asylum running the fucking country right now, because if the insane people were running it, we wouldn't have these fucking fanatics running around with bombs taped to their chest waiting to get to Allah and take about 500 motherfuckers with them.
Yep. Or dressed in drag. Throw grenades at them. You know?
It comes to a war today. I'm waiting to see these drag queens carrying pink painted RPG launchers with dildos on the end of them to shoot you in the ass with and change your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Navy would love it. But I don't think I would.
Well, the Muslims would probably love it.
Well, you know what they say about that, Virgil. They say the Navy introduced sex to the world, and the Marines introduced sex to women.
That's right. That's right. That is correct. And I mean, it's just we've got all this shit, this distraction, Ukraine, and all of this shit. But they want to talk about weapons of mass destruction. They want to talk about AR-15s. They want to talk about Glocks. They want to talk about high capacity magazines. We have the biggest fucking weapon of mass destruction coming across our southern border. And it doesn't have a bullet. It goes in a syringe. It's called fentanyl.
Mm-hmm.
Fentanyl,
yep.
to this day, has killed more people, more young people in this country today. And now, Russell, it's so potent, if law enforcement finds it in a vehicle or in someone's house, they're not going near it. They have to call a hazardous materials team in to put on the Tyvek and the rubber gloves and get the drum and the long salad tongs and pick it up and this, that, and the other. And it's so potent, they're telling law enforcement, don't touch it.
I was reading just a while ago before we got on that a lady was at McDonald's, and she somehow got in contact with fentanyl, killed her and her baby. She was pregnant, killed them.
Let's be totally honest about this and the war on drugs, because Uncle Ron and Auntie kicked this thing off back in the 80s. You can't defeat something that America has the hugest appetite in the world for. All right?
Mm-hmm.
It happened. you know, and we've lost the war on drugs. All right, the cartels have bought politicians, local, state, nationally, and for whatever reason, and I have a real hard time understanding this, that America has become an addicted country, so to speak. I mean, you know, Lord have mercy, you know, how many tons and tons of cocaine and marijuana and heroin and meth is that is in the year in this country? And
well,
they go, well, you know, we need to get people into rehab, we need to do this, we need to do that. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, I know this is going to sound harsh and a lot of people are going to disagree with me, but you know what, it's time just to stop it, okay? First of all, these drug laws aren't, you can't find anything in the Constitution that says that, okay? So let's make it simple. Let's save everybody a bunch of money and just go, hey, you know what? Do this shit till you die and let them die. And that's my thought on that. It's not my job to save the fucking world.
That's right. That's right. You know, stupid is as stupid does. You know?
Yes, sir.
As stupid as it's a short walk to the cliff, but it's a long drop down. Okay?
Yes.
Yep.
Learned that a long time ago. You know, yes, and if you're gonna fight a war on drugs, fight it like a real war. You catch these son of a bitches coming over the border. You catch these son of bitches selling it on the street. You don't put them in prison. You don't take them to trial. You don't charge them. You don't spend thousands of dollars in the legal system. You catch them, you put them in a POW camp. And don't let them out till the war's over.
I wouldn't be that generous. You know what? If you've got these death dealers doing out there and they get busted, they take guys down, they should be drug out into the streets and ended publicly.
Oh yes. Do it like, if you want to do it like guerrilla warfare. You know, that's just like when they had that big shootout down in Mexico when they arrested some drug cartel's nephew or something like that, and he sent a bunch of his henchmen out there to hem the police up until they let him go. Okay, and they eventually let him go. They eventually let him go free. That was the wrong thing to do. They should have done like that Vietnamese general done during the Tet Offensive. They should have marched that son of a bitch out in the middle of the street, put a pistol to his head, and blew his brains out. Okay, now you can have him.
You know, you and I, Joseph, others know, you don't fight that kind of corruption and evil with kindness and rehab and, you know, all the bullshit, billions of our tax dollars that's been spent on that bullshit. That's not how you fight a war like that. It isn't. And you know what? If you want to get serious about it, you know, Mexico ain't going to do a motherfucking thing. You need a president that goes, look, you clean up your corruption, you put an end to these cartels, and we will. You give 90 days, and if you don't see mass arrests and executions going on, you know what you do? You send in your recon team, you get some coordinates on these fuckers, and you will paint it up and fucking bomb those motherfuckers into non-existence. And what's Mexico going to do? They want to go to war? Fuck Mexico. Take the rest of the fucking country.
Well, I agree with you, Russell. I agree with you. When Trump gets reelected, if I was him, the first thing I'd do is start massing troops on the border. Okay?
Yep.
You're going to stop this shit or we're going to stop this shit. Okay?
You can't do that. What in the fuck in this country has been constitutional in the last 50 years? claim something.
They want a claim. Okay, Russell, they want a claim.
You've got the laws and regulations that aren't voted on by Congress or anything else. They just make this shit up as they go. You got EPA making up rules as they go. No vote, no supervision, no oversight, no nothing, man. These are the deep state bureaucrats that we talked about, people. They don't answer anyone. You know, the state, just ATF goes, you know what, fuck this. We're going to make this illegal. They make it illegal. They don't have to have a rhyme, reason, or anything.
That's right.
You see, Millie was told. Millie was told by Trump. This came out. Millie was told by Trump to come up with a coordinated plan to put 250,000 troops on the border. Okay. What did Millie do? He went to Nancy Pelosi. He went to Chuck Schumer. And they told him, don't do what he says. Don't listen to him. Okay. Don't listen to him. Because, okay, and then they came out with, you're violating posse comitatus. You know, the military cannot be used to enforce domestic policy against its own citizens. Well, guess what? If you come over that border illegally, you're not a citizen. If you come over that border carrying illicit contraband, narcotics, or whatever it is, I don't care if it's M80 and Silver Salute fireworks. Those are illegal in the United States. You are breaking the law. You are invading my country. Now,
well, did you guys hear
I don't see any riff about borders in Germany with France having military troops, which they do have. I don't see anything. Hear any complaints about having Canadian military on their borders to check these trucks that are coming back and forth across the border and their immigration policies and all of this. I don't hear any complaints of that. But when America wants to use its United States military, its military force, to protect its borders, which it is supposed to do, okay? Oh, we throw the Constitution up. We throw the Constitution. You don't want to give me my constitutional rights to own a gun. You don't want to give me my constitutional rights to free speech when I go to a school board meeting. You don't want to give me my Fifth Amendment rights when you charge me with being a domestic terrorist. You want to put me under the Patriot Act and everything else, and you want to take my rights away. But you get so much as a fucking parking ticket, you Democrat socialist son of a bitch, and you claim everything from the First Amendment on down to the 14th Amendment that your fucking constitutional rights were violated. Fuck you.
Yep.
Fuck you. I was born in this country. I fought for this country. Okay?
Yep. Well, you guys hear it? That right down here at the border, they caught 3 Chinese nationalists crossing. You hear about that?
Okay, Joseph. Okay, on that. There was a report listed out. Okay, why do you think these Chinese are coming into Mexico? Not swimming across the Pacific Ocean into Mexico. They're getting on flights and coming into Mexico and then crossing the border. You know who these people are, Russell? You know who these people are?
Oh, yeah.
They're laboratory technicians because they know if Trump gets elected, he's going to shut shit down, and they're setting up fentanyl labs here in the United States.
Well, if you're Chinese, you just don't get on a flight and fly to fucking Mexico without the Chinese government permission. You know?
Right.
You know, so this is all set up. These fuckers, Republicans and Democrats alike, are owned by China, Big Pharma, these big banks and stuff like that, and we've been sold to China since Bill Clinton. Slowly sold to China since Bill Clinton was fucking president. You know?
Yep.
Now, Clinton's the one who really started selling America to them. But if you want to go back to where it really all started from, you have to go right back to Tricky Dick, who opened the door to China. You know, so, ladies and gentlemen, those of you who, and I see this all the time, I'm sure you guys too, brothers, man, you know, oh, man, we got to destroy these evil Democrats. Motherfuckers, please pick your fucking head out of that fucking sand you got it stuck in and look at the big picture. This ain't happened since fucking Biden. This hasn't happened since fucking Obama. This has been going on since Bush 41, head of the CIA, and had John F. Kennedy assassinated because he was going to expose their plan. You know, this has been going
on. Looks like going on longer than that, Russell.
You know, I mean, right after World War II. But, you know, I mean, it wasn't anything that was organized and really rolling, in my opinion, until the late 50s, early 60s, that sort of thing. But if you really want to go back to the very, very root of it, you go all the way back to 1990 when I forget who was president there. Give me, sold our to the Federal Reserve.
They're breaking up.
Sold our monetary system to the Federal Reserve bankers. That was really the root, the beginning of it, when they turned over American currency to a bunch of fucking elitist bankers. That's when
that was Roosevelt. That was Roosevelt did that.
Yeah.
That was Roosevelt.
And I don't think I'm wrong on that. I think that was the initial first.
I thought it was. I'll send those documents to Carl Lee to send us, Russell.
Well, the thing is, Russell, all of this shit could have been avoided if they would have listened to just one man. One man.
And that man
was George S. Patton. And he wanted to take the remnants of the SS and the Wehrmacht, which they were going to be happy to do, and every piece of German military armament that was left, and point it toward the east and run Russia clean out of fucking Europe and Asia.
Yep.
But they wouldn't let him do it. They wouldn't let him do it.
Well, you see, and you got to say part of that falls on the American people. Because you know what? These motherfuckers will wave the flag. Yeah, we got to go. We got to do this. We got to do that, man. And once you get to the process of it, it doesn't take them any time at all to become war weary and start whining and, oh, we've got to stop this, we've got to end that. And, you know, you got to put some of that shit directly on the American people.
And plus, an idiot, having an idiot step into the office of the presidency after Roosevelt died, the idiot of Harry Truman.
Oh, my God, yes.
That was the start of the worst presidents in history contest. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it was, he just totally fucked this country up from everything. Everything, you know, the war debt tax, and everything down the line, and it's just been building up. It's just been snowballing ever since then, and now it's become so big, and it has gained so much momentum going down the mountain, Russell. that it's not going to stop until it crashes. It's not going to stop. I don't see it stopping, Russell. I don't see it stopping.
No, you're 100% right on that, brother. There is no, and, you know, I would love to be able to sit here and say, Virgil, you know what, brother, you're wrong, dud-dud like that. But you know what? The only way, I mean, there is no stopping what's coming. There's no stopping the crash that's coming. We are so indebted as a nation. There's no way we can pay this debt back. I bet you before the end of the year, the petrodollar goes to the yen. It's going to completely crash the whole year. Now, at that point, there's enough of us awake, willing to fight to where we could take our country back. But what we're going to have left when that happens is pretty much a poor-ass third-world country until we can rebuild it. And you, I, Joseph, we'll never see that happen.
Oh, no. It's we may see the start of it, but we ain't going to see the finish of it. You know, I mean, it's just, it took.
I don't know.
You know,
it's pretty fast, guys.
It took this country from 1776 to, you know, 1787 to come up with a piece of paper that all 13 colonies would sign, our present constitution.
Yeah.
You know, because people, you know, and for you people listening, that said, I didn't know that. Well, they hide that kind of thing when you go to school, and it's in books and in libraries. When we used to have libraries, you know, and people used to sit down and read a book, you know, and, you know, didn't have to be confused about sitting down and says, huh, I wonder which bathroom I need to use, the men or the women's, you know?
Right.
You know,
I'll watch Drag Queen in the library, too.
Yeah.
You know what? The one thing that and all these motherfuckers out there calling for anarchy and stuff like that, you know what? That's going to be fun to watch because these motherfuckers that think anarchy is something that's wonderful and all like that, these motherfuckers ain't going to last 72 hours, Roger.
Oh, no. Oh, no. You are exactly right, Russell. You are exactly right. They're going to be just like a second lieutenant dropped in a hot LZ, Vietnam, 1968.
Yep.
You know, life expectancy of a second lieutenant dropped in a hot LZ, 1968, during the Tet Offensive, Vietnam, life expectancy was 12 seconds. Look it up.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yep. That's pretty. Well, guys,
if the Viet Cong didn't get him, Gunny did. Many of his men got out of there as possible.
And to this day, well, when I was in there, I don't know about to this day, but I was always taught, stay the fuck as far away from a second lieutenant as possible if you want to live. If you don't want to trip home in a body bag, stay as far from that motherfucker as possible because he will get you killed.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
You are correct. Oh, well, anyway, I guess it's about that time, ain't it, Joe?
Yep, it's that time, so... I tell you what, I don't know, guys. It's moving along pretty fast at a faster pace than expected, you know, and everything. So.
It's coming. It's coming. If there is an election,
lost Virgil again. I don't think there might be an election.
Virgil, if you can hear us, brother, keep your chin up. I know you're gonna be all right, man. Love you. Be safe out there. Say hello to your bride there, Joseph. Be safe, my brother. And this is Gunny. We'll talk to you Monday, America. Keep your chin
right,
up.
Well, you,
keep your powder dry. Gunny out.
You be careful out there and everything. And, you know, Virgil,
Well, all I gotta say is,
I'm praying for you, brother.
You know, yeah, I don't know what's wrong with my phone; it keeps cutting out. But you know, if we have an election, election next year in 2024, I will be shocked. Mm-hmm. I will be shocked if this country is not in complete chaos by this time next summer.
Right.
By this.
So that's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that going into that direction of chaos. Probably sooner.
Well, Joseph, they have nothing else to fall back on. They have nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people, like Russell said, you know, and I said it, when people start getting their shit taken away, they're going to wake up. Well, they're waking up, okay? The media has played itself out. The Fauci fuck up, the disease and everything else, it's played itself out. Okay,
yes.
They've only got one option left, and that is to create total civil unrest and chaos. And let me tell you something for you people begging for this. I've seen a civil war with my own eyes. It's not pretty. It's not pretty. It's not pretty when you see rats crawling out of rubble carrying a human finger in their mouth. Okay, it's
mm-hmm.
not pretty. It's not pretty.
Well, I'd like to add something to what Virgil's saying before we go off the air here and stuff like that. You got to remember, pirates run by people. All right, fear and fire. Okay,
mm-hmm.
The fear is gone. The fear's been used up. The fear tactic has been exposed. Ladies and gentlemen, what does that leave these fire? Stand by, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be fire for effect, Gunny.
Yes,
trust me. It's going to be fire for effect. No mark around. Fire for effect.
Mm-hmm. You guys noticed, before we close, I was going to say this, they were going to use the UFO and everything to create panic and everything. You notice how fast that died out after we all started talking about it? How quickly
it
disappeared?
Well, I spent all that money on fucking white paint and lights for my front yard because I wanted them to land here and pick me up and get me the fuck out of here.
Right. Maybe that's why it didn't happen.
Well, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, I'm a big Star Trek fan. You know, I wonder if they're Orion slave girl midget strippers. Green slave girl midget strippers.
You know, I was kind of hoping they'd come with me, you know, come fucking grab me and take me. But from the intel I'm getting, these extraterrestrials and UFOs, they've been told when they come by Earth now to roll up the windows and lock the car doors.
Yep.
That's probably what happened. They kept on going. But anyway, guys, we'll go ahead and close, and we'll be back here Monday night. Virgil, you be careful out there, and I'm hoping everything works out. We got me. Russell got worried about you the other day. We're about ready to party for you.
It's been rough. It's been rough. I had to step back. I had a lot of problems come down on me, and I just couldn't deal with it. And I just had to go off to myself. And this chaos with this new company I'm working for, dealing with these kids and you know, them trying to piss down my back and tell me it's raining about things, you know, when it comes to money. So, but I'm back now. I got my head straight. Just got to get my truck prepared and do a few repairs on my truck and stuff. And I'll be back again. But I got my line in the water, and I got another company nibbling at it, so. It should work out. Oh yeah, it's a smaller company.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that runs it, he's a black guy, but he's an old school hand like me, and he doesn't, you know, unless you got to have it, like the electronic logging devices and all that, nah, you do your paperwork, you fax your paperwork into the office, and you get paid.
Right.
You know, not all of this. Email this, scan that, picture that, and just, you got to push this number in and that number in. I mean, goddamn. I mean, I don't think they have to go through that much. I don't think they have to go through that much to launch a nuclear fucking warhead.
Right. But anyway, well, I hope it all works out for you.
Say hello to your bride there, Virgil. You guys be safe. Love y'all. This is Gunny. I'm the fuck out of here.
All right.
Well,
me too.
See y'all Monday night. Good night, everybody.
Night,
be careful.
Good night, Chesty, wherever you are, and we sure do need you now.